Thursday, January 26th. From the network that brought you The Vampire Diaries and Gossip Girl comes the CW's wickedly irresistible new series, Riverdale. Welcome to Riverdale, the small town with big secrets. The story begins with a new year at Riverdale High and the grisly discovery of a body of one of its brightest young stars. As the shock of an entire town sets in, suspicions and questions arise. Who killed Jason Blossom? And why? What did everybody really do over the summer, and with whom? The series is based on characters from the beloved classic, Archie Comics. Did you ever read it? Which character are you? Are you a good girl like Betty, or more of a Veronica? Are you like golden boy Archie, or are you a misunderstood loner like Jughead? Which character are you secretly crushing on? Get ready, because in this twist of the classic, there's a lot more to each character than meets the eye. In Riverdale, nothing and nobody are as they seem. Don't miss the thrilling premiere of this must-see new drama, Riverdale, Thursday, January 26th, only on the CW.
Hey, After Buzzers, thank you so much for tuning in to another Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce after show here at After Buzz TV. Tonight, we're going to be talking about Season 3, Episode 3, titled Rule Number 188, Mind Your Side of the Plate. We have Lindsay back here in the studio, and we're so excited, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, everyone. Thank you again for tuning in to another Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce after show here at After Buzz TV. I'm your host, Sam Davidson. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43. Tara is not here this week. She'll be back next week. But we have the beautiful two ladies next to me.
Hey guys, I'm Lindsay Miller. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, pretty much everywhere else at Rockin' Mama Life.
Hey everyone, Veronica Briga here, VRocker1 on Instagram.
And of course, guys, don't forget to follow AfterBuzz at AfterBuzzTV. Checking in the live chat to see if you guys have anything to say. We love looking at your comments and responding to them, so keep it coming. What did you guys think of tonight's episode?
You know, I've been a little disappointed with the writing this season.
Well, oh, by the way, I'm so sorry. Just welcome back.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
you. Lindsay, she just had a baby, and she looks so beautiful, and the baby is so cute.
Thank you. I made a human.
And it's very exciting. I was just very excited to see her. I keep on calling her mommy, and it's weird.
You're glowing.
Well, I've been a mommy, but now I'm a mommy a second time.
But so you've been a little bit off with your feelings about it this season.
You know, I think the thing that most of us loved about, or love about Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce is that it was really real, and that it wasn't cliche, and that it wasn't afraid to write real storylines about real women going through real life, and not just these, like, cookie-cutter storylines and character arcs. It was much more complex, and I feel like this season thus far, it's been very cliche and very predictable, and just, you know, everything from, like, Delia with the other female lawyer who obviously we're gonna have girl on girl in the office place, like, putting each other down, like, so
girl
typical.
On girl, what?
I mean, well, you know what I mean, like, female bashing in the workplace.
It's
just so tired, and so, I don't know, it just... Like, Phoebe really upsets me. Like, her husband, she's losing the alimony, so, like, now what is she going to do with her life? I feel like they've done such a good job of trying to create this dichotomy with Phoebe's character, that she's this model, and she's gorgeous, but she doesn't want to be seen as that, and that she really does have more, and trying to find that and bring that out. And then, so far this season, it's like, okay, well, no, she's just this pretty piece that can only bring people into the art gallery because she's pretty, and now that her husband's check is going away, like, oh, what is she going to do? I don't know, just,
I think it's been a little predictable, and frankly a little bland, you know? This last episode was kind of like, what's happening? Nothing, really. Usually it draws me in, and I'm just, like, sitting there moment to moment, and then it's over, and I want more. This, not so much this last episode,
Although I do like Coach Mike Brady.
Yes, I like him a lot, and I think you know, it's just going to keep on getting better, but I do agree. I was talking to my cousin about this on the phone the other day. We were talking, she lives in Chicago, she's at the airport, we're talking about Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce for about 30 minutes, and, you know, we both said, we wish there was a time jump from the end of last season to this season to have seen Abby, because for us, you know, we're like, listen, this, and Barbara mentioned it tonight, this lady basically had like a class 3 nervous breakdown,
right?
And now we're just supposed to act like everything's fine,
right?
I also feel like we're missing something. I'm missing something that I liked on this show, and it's Jake and it's Becca.
Yeah
that made it a little more dramatic, a little more unpredictable. It was that wild factor.
Yes. And I don't know if the writers' hands were tied because of actors doing other projects. Sure. Like, I felt like the Scott leaving all of a sudden was just really abrupt and didn't really make sense with his character arc either, because we saw him fight so hard for Joe, and then all of a sudden, like, one thing, she's like, oh, I can't get over this, and he just disappears. Like, that was a little abrupt, and I'm sure their hands were tied because Will was filming Rain, but I think they could have come up with maybe something a little more in line with his character than just disappearing because things were not working.
Well, 100%. I think we'll get it back into that for sure. I will definitely. I have some predictions for that one. Let's just say Richard Gere has something to do with it.
Richard Gere.
Oh,
I'm intrigued.
Hey now.
for my prediction.
I'm intrigued.
But talking about Joe, you know, we finally see Zoe back. Yes. And she has grown up. She looks... Yes. Did she... To me, it looked like she went through puberty the last time we saw her.
Little teenager now.
Well, what is the name of the actress that plays Zoe? I don't remember her name. But she was in, she was on another show where she played anorexic girl.
What show?
It was a show about, like, a bunch of kids in a hospital. Really, really, really on it, guys.
Wow.
There was a show. It was just one season.
I know, on Fox, right?
Yeah.
And then there was like a half comedy. It had the bald guy. Right?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. The kid had cancer. He was a soccer player. Like, lost his leg.
I know what you're speaking of. I can't remember
But she
the name.
Played an anorexic girl on it. And she's actually a really great actress. So I'm excited to see more of her because I think she's really great.
Me too. I think she's found her own Scott.
Yes. Isn't that something?
Perhaps we'll see her... rehashing her mother's mistakes.
You called that, Sam. Yeah, you said that last time.
What did I say? I'm like, I don't even remember what I say. Every time I say something that is true, I forget it.
No, you called it. You said that she would follow in Joe's footsteps and kind of maybe find her own sort of
I do
traumatic.
Remember that. But it's a really scary thing because Joe has this business and the person that helps her hold this business up that makes the product.
Yeah.
Is gone. I mean, not saying that, you know, if Scott was there, he couldn't run the business without Joe either.
No.
So it's this...
It's a big loss
it's a teammate.
For her.
It's not just personal, but I mean, it's what... And again, I think it's something that the writers hopefully will do more with in sort of this real situation of people that are in a relationship that work together. And not only when that relationship ends... Does it affect your personal life, but your work life as well? And so to sort of tie it up in this little bow, like, oh, he taught all his tricks to this dishwasher, so now it's fine, that's not real.
Sure. How old do we think he is? Can we just talk about that?
The dishwasher? Ethan? The little
in real life?
The little blonde kid? That's how I refer to him, because I don't think he's very old.
Ethan.
little blonde kid,
You know, Zoe is what, probably like 16? Maybe 17 now? Maybe 17.
Oh, I think she was younger. Okay, yeah.
Maybe I am rounding up. I don't know.
No. I would say she's
like 15,
probably
16-ish. But yeah, that's the same thing, yeah.
So, and he is so adorable.
Oh my God, so cute.
He saves the day.
Yeah.
I loved that so much. And I just loved, like, Zoe being back to begin with. And her saving her mother from herself and the situation at hand.
Stepping up and really bonding with her mom in a way that we haven't seen in a long time. I really appreciated that.
Sweet.
I thought that was cute. And I like seeing them together. This was like the family episode.
Well, we haven't seen a lot of the kids at all.
Yeah.
You know, like, we haven't seen Abby's kids, like, hardly at all. And I do hope we see a little bit more of her daughter. You know, we've seen her son playing baseball this season. But I hope we see more of her daughter because I think she's a little feisty and I think she's going to do some naughty things.
Yeah.
And it's going to be great.
I think that was part of my prediction, too, was that it was Abby's daughter that mm-hmm. was going to kind of start to be crazy. But, you know, maybe it's Zoe. I don't think Zoe's ever going to be crazy. I just think that she is going to, like, fall into some things.
Yeah. Just, well, I think it would like be good for her, though. Yeah, you sorry. Know? I mean, she's so uptight. So I think it's, I don't know.
You want
know.
Her to smoke some pot? What are you saying?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe.
So she is. Yeah.
But that's no, actually, we were talking about that today. You know, marijuana is legal now, so is that, like, okay to talk about?
Yes.
Because, like, I talk to my kids, you know, in front of my kids about, like, drinking a glass of wine. But, like, is it okay to be, like...
It will be soon. It should be, and it will be. Speaking of marijuana, you know, Phoebe.
Dear.
Who
has sex in a tree where their kids are in a tent next to them?
We're such
good
parents.
I'm just gonna say it. Like, no.
No. I agree. No. It's, it was, mm-hmm. she went through an interesting journey this episode. As she's gone through the season, I think they're focusing a lot more on her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, I've talked about this before. I'm a child of divorce, and my dad hooked up with someone else real quick, got married, started having kids, and I, you know, the fact, and even though JD's a nice dude, like, they don't know him.
No.
At all.
Well, I think that's what she's trying to do. Like, okay, we're married, now I gotta, you know, integrate, how do you say that word? Integrate the family?
Yeah.
So she is trying. I appreciate that about her, but yeah, you still see sort of the distance between her and the kids. She's going to have to work a lot harder, you know.
Well, but again, I feel like this is something where the writing fell short of being realistic. Because, you know, like, my parents aren't divorced, but, like, I'm going to ask you, Sam, like, being a child of divorce, would one little camping trip, like, and joking about scaring a bear, like, make it okay?
No, but I don't think it is. I thought by the end of that storyline, towards the end of the episode, that Phoebe was, you know, JD, and remember, you guys, JD is, what is he?
Asperger's.
Has Asperger's. So he kind of sometimes, you know, he gets what's going on, but he, I think, I don't want to make a generalization, but he's not, I think that he likes to be either way, like happy or sad. Things are really bad or they're really good, and there's not an in-between. But with Phoebe, you know, I think she finally realized at the end of this episode that she has kind of messed up.
Oh, yeah. She's been non-existent.
Yeah. It's about time to kind of realize that, you know, taking care of a teenager, two teenagers, you need to really be around more to do that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Segueing in really quickly, guys, to talk about Riverdale, which is a new after show we're doing here at AfterBuzz TV, and it is starting tonight, actually, at 10 o'clock, and I'm going to be on the panel. If you guys want to know more about it, it's from the network that brought you The Vampire Diaries and Gossip Girl, two of my favorite shows
of
all time.
Absolutely, yes.
Comes the CW's wickedly irresistible new series, Riverdale. Welcome to Riverdale, the small town with big secrets. The story begins with a new year at Riverdale High and the grisly discovery of the body of one of its brightest stars. As the shock of an entire town sets in, suspicious and questions arise. Who killed Jason Blossom and why? What did everybody really do over the summer and with whom? The series is based on characters from the beloved classic Archie comics. Did you ever read it? Which character are you?
I'm Veronica.
Yeah. Not just- You literally are Veronica.
That's appropriate.
And they have these questions. Are you a good girl like Betty or more of a Veronica?
Yeah,
definitely more of a Betty.
Betty over here.
Balanced.
Are you like Golden Boy Archie or are you a misunderstood loner like Jughead? Which character are you secretly crushing on? Get ready because in this twist on the classic, there's a lot more to each character than meets the eye.
Wow.
In Riverdale, nothing and nobody are as they seem. Don't miss the thrilling premiere of the must-see new drama, Riverdale, Thursday, January 26th, only on the CW. That is now. That is tonight. It's starting in 30 minutes, our time. So that's exciting.
That's
I can't wait to watch
on.
It.
That sounds amazing, actually.
Yeah. So definitely check it out from Riverdale. Phoebe, which I think we're just all a little mad at the moment.
She's
got to step it up.
And
no,
I think she realizes that.
I really hope we see her, like, I hope they do something with Phoebe.
Yeah.
Because
you want to see her be a good mom?
Not even. She just has to be a good mom. Like, she just has to do something.
But I get it. She really, I feel like she tries hard a lot, but everything she does fails. She thinks it's a good idea, but it's a crazy idea.
She's just unrealistic. Like, I don't know. Just,
she's a dreamer. I was about to say that. She's a dreamer. She's an idealist, you know. And we talked about last time, she has the luxury to be and try all these new things. But I like her. I like that about her. She's kind of like, hey, this is crazy. It just might work, you know.
And that's the person that usually maybe makes it work.
Yeah.
But what's important to remember, guys, is the dreamers, like myself, and I'm sure a couple of us other maybe here, you know, we try things that it's like, who knows? And we kind of, you know, we're in showbiz. We are sitting here talking about TV, and this is what we love. And I feel like Phoebe, you know, kind of has a hand in just doing something odd. But she takes it to a very other level.
She made baby jewelry. I just...
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
And then
that.
They ate it. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
That's just what...
Well, let's talk about, you know, we had Abby meeting with Melissa, who I just, so, okay,
I love
it
Melissa.
Is, Kat was Carrie Fisher, so I'm interested just to kind of, I'm assuming they shot this before Carrie Fisher passed away, oh God, again, so sad.
Very sad, yeah.
So, she couldn't be, at first I thought that Carrie Fisher was the blonde woman, or not, you know, not Carrie Fisher, you know, the character.
Kat.
Yeah.
Was that blonde woman, but she fired her.
That's right, at the end of the second season.
Right.
Yeah.
So she couldn't make it, but I think that's pretty it makes sense with the story because Abby's not doing well. She had all this bad news come out about her.
Yeah.
And they're going to send, like, the promoted assistant that made that comment about...
They're like, you deal with this.
Yeah,
Abby's tired. She needs to be, like, revamped and brought into...
Send in the millennial.
Yeah.
And I can't stand her, but when she said, Melissa, the romance novel thing, I thought, oh.
What'd you think?
I kind of love her. You know why I love her? Because I think she, I think millennials get a bad rap.
Yeah, they do.
And that being said, there are a lot of millennials that don't work hard and expect things to just, like, happen for them. But I also think that there's something to be said for the young girl who comes across as young and perky and just like, oh my gosh, but she really is smart and grounded and knows what she's talking about.
Yeah.
And in reality, Abby's working in a world that, like, you know, hardly ever do people just, like, buy a novel or a memoir unless you're famous. Like, it's true. Like, the things she's saying are true, and that world has changed. You know, print and digital media is, like, totally changed, and millennials know that world better than somebody who is older and doesn't have that.
Yeah. You gotta adapt to the trends. And
exactly.
That's what I like about Melissa. She's like, here, let me give it to you straight.
And
this
she's
is
honest.
What's going on. Yeah. Yeah. And she's not mean about it. She's just very, very straightforward.
Yeah.
Well, I never thought that anything she said was in line with Abby at all until now. And
I
love that the audience, I think, got validation from those of us that were like, wait, what? That's a cool idea.
Writing a romance
novel under a pseudonym, which I'm not really sure about the pseudonym because I know it's going to come out that, because Abby wants to be Abby. I don't think Abby's going to be comfortable being under fake, like, blanket.
Which is why I'm not a fan of the romance novel idea. Because I would rather see, the book I would rather read is Abby writing about her own actual personal experiences. Like, she hooked up with a gigolo. Like, why is that a bad thing? Like, she should write about that. I would read that.
I would, too.
You know what I mean? Like,
but they're like, oh, you know, bad press. And we all know there's no such thing as bad publicity. Like, that's my opinion on that. But, I don't know, her people think differently,
I don't know. You're telling me you think people would rather buy, like, that, I mean, in reality, if somebody wrote a romance novel versus somebody wrote, like, a salacious memoir about their, like, sexual escapades with, like, a gigolo and a producer who they were married to. And, like, I mean, people would buy that novel.
Yes, I'm with you. Yeah, if it was real life, yes. But I also think they got it. They're thinking of her career in the long term. So that would be like a one-hit wonder book, I feel like.
Yeah, so I'm really on you with that. I think that I'm not sure if her people have her best interests at heart. I don't think they ever have. But they're looking at her, you're right, as a long-term project. And as a long-term project, what if, you know, she wrote these amazing romance novels that go all Twilight, Hunger Games, whatever. But literally with a woman that's middle-aged and, you know, with all these different things. And then after she has a success, she'll come out as who she really is, and then she'll write her memoir, and then that memoir is going to be humongous, way bigger than it would be right now.
Yeah.
Sam.
I'm with it.
That's like 5 seasons worth of Abby.
Well, you know, actually, 5 seasons is going to be all of the show, and then it's ending. So,
and they just started her memoir. Well, look at that.
Yeah, it's actually what she wanted to do, and she's like, well, these, and then she writes the show that we just watched.
That obviously is what the chapters are.
Yes.
Or the...
Yeah, the...
Numbers.
The rules. I just want to briefly touch on this thing that Phoebe... Was it a workspace? What the hell?
I want to go there. Was it like a WeWork?
Yeah, on, but like, it's steroids?
$4,000 a month? No, that doesn't make any sense.
That's about what WeWork... WeWork's pretty expensive. And for those of you that aren't familiar with WeWork, because it's only, like, major cities, WeWork is, like, a group office space, basically modeled after, like, a tech startup space.
Right.
So you can go and you can rent office space there, but it's set up more like a tech company where there's, like, a bar and, like,
cool things in there. Okay, yeah, because the one in the show had a spa and a bar.
Yeah, they're not all like that. That's super fancy-schmancy. But they're expensive.
Phoebe doesn't have her own company, though. Why is she renting the space?
I'm not sure.
Networking?
So, I don't know. It was a bit weird and confusing. So if you guys have any idea what was really happening there, please let us know. Let's go to Abby and Barbara a little bit. Made me so angry and made me really not like Abby.
This was the only part of the show I liked.
Oh, God.
And I wish, but, okay, it was horrible and it was awful, but I wish they had done more with it because I think the whole idea, they touched on a subject that is really touchy and really true. Why is it that it's viewed as healthier to basically be anorexic and eat nothing but kale than it is to overeat? Like,
to eat chicken wings and poppers.
Neither are healthy, but why is one viewed as, like, more socially acceptable? And I wish that they hadn't... I don't think that conversation should end there, and I hope it doesn't, because I think that if you were Barbara and Abby just showed up the next day and she's like, oh, I'm so sorry, I implied that you were anything but beautiful, like, I don't think you would still be okay with Abby.
But Barbara went back at her, too. I mean, she called her anorexic, whether it's true or not, that's still kind of a dig. So they were ping-pong for a second there, kind of jabbing each other. I don't know.
Abby was really out of line.
Yeah. That's true. Yes, she did.
Barbara never implied that because Abby was skinny, somebody wouldn't want to be with her.
Yeah, and that's
she wouldn't be desirable because she looks a certain way. Like, that's just wrong.
Part of the stigma is that when you're really skinny, no one ever will say, like, I mean, I'm sure people have to, but it's not, no man will want you.
Oh, yeah, no.
Because you're so skinny. I mean, much more of the time, it is because you have too much weight on you.
In our society, you can never be too skinny, you know?
Or at least in Los Angeles.
Yeah, this is true.
This is a crazy
thing. I love Abby, and I hate her sometimes, and part of the reason I really do is because she's this person that because of her food stuff, and I know this sounds terrible, but if I order pizza with a bunch of my girlfriends, and one of them is just like, oh, I can't tonight, like, I get kind of pissed. I'm like, nope. Sorry, and if you do that 3 times in a row, then I'm just like,
I've been that girl.
We have nothing in common.
Don't say no to pizza or beer.
Yeah, I'm allergic to all of those things.
Well, okay, if you're allergic, it's one thing. But if you're like, I just don't like the way the cheese sits on my stomach because it makes me fat. That a little bit rubs me the wrong way.
I'm with you.
But someone else that rubs us the wrong way, this new dude Ronnie with Delia.
That guy.
I want Delia to hook up with Ronnie.
Oh, gross!
No, I know.
too. Like ISIS from last season with Albert. That's disgusting.
I do.
I was just about to say, Ronnie needs to go away.
And you want him to. I think Delia's going to hook up with him. I really do.
She
I do.
You don't think so?
No, she knows better. She's learned her lesson.
No, I think she thinks that he's a certain kind of guy, and I think that there's going to be, like, a moment or something while they're working on this case together where he turns out to be, like, I don't know.
I'm sorry. After you see a man's penis in a cast and he can't get out, I think that, you know, it's time to just put that case down and just burn it.
It was a big cast.
Well,
True that.
I don't care.
Delia might.
Okay, I'm trying to look it up right now. As I was watching it, I was like, I know this guy, this actor. Mm-hmm. And I really can't place it, and my internet's not working at the moment. But did you guys feel like he looks familiar at all? Because we got to see a lot more of him.
He reminds me of, who's that guy that Katy Perry used to be with?
Orlando, no.
No.
John Mayer?
No, before him.
Oh. I don't know.
What's his name?
He reminds me a bit of the, looks like the guy, I'm blanking on his name, that
Russell Brand. He reminds me of Russell Brand. Thank you.
He definitely has a Russell Brand vibe, and also the guy from American Beauty that was on American Horror Story.
Never saw either.
The star. You never seen American Beauty? He's creepy in everything.
His first name is Wes.
Creepy. I think he has that, like, rocker, dirty, grungy kind of appeal.
And
I don't know.
From a woman.
Appeal. No appeal.
Don't let Lindsay out of the house, you guys.
Just says hormones.
Let's blame it on
No, in all seriousness, I think it is feasible that Delia will hook up with him.
I mean,
if she gets bored.
She is very much teetering on a nervous breakdown as well.
Yeah. On a cliff. She hates Albert. She wants to stick it to the man. Why not? I'm just saying.
Tara thinks that she is going to, you know, with Albert again.
No, Albert is disgusting.
Thank you. I know.
Albert is horrible.
I agree.
But Ronnie's not much better, you know.
He's sexier. I mean.
No, well, as far as looks, but as far as, like, you know, substance, they both need to go away.
Yes.
Let's get her a real man.
Yeah, but
campaign to get her a real man.
You can have a one-night stand without substance.
That's true.
You cannot have a one-night stand with Albert.
I know. I'm
sorry.
Last week.
Poor Albert.
Last week, Lindsay, I compared him to Dr. Evil and Lex Luthor combined.
Oh, totally. I think he reminds me a little bit of, what is that guy? Austin Powers? The, like,
Dr. Evil.
Yes. I'm terrible. I'm losing my mind, guys. Baby brain.
It's okay.
Yeah, Dr. Evil.
And I know he is.
And he's short. And
I just
know.
You're right. I don't even want to talk about it anymore because I feel bad saying, like, any more.
No, I think she's going to hook up with Ronnie.
I would be very disappointed in her if she did.
Well, I would be proud of her. Go, Delia.
What?
His pee-pee was just in a cast.
Yeah.
Gross.
I do like the way she handled.
Worst places I'm sure it could have been.
I'm sure it's been there.
Probably.
Yeah.
But you're right. There's worse ways that she handled that situation. I loved the way
like a boss. Oh. She handled that situation.
Do we think it's
going to
get leaked though?
You think so? That'd be a good storyline. I like that. I'm with it. Yeah, I'd like that.
If she was like everybody,
and then she'll really lose it. Yeah,
I don't know.
It'll compromise her case. It could shake things up. That I like that.
There's a reason this character in the storyline is brought in.
Delia's gonna hook up with him.
No, I don't think she is. I'm gonna wait till predictions because we saw some amazing things, scenes from next week, but I have some feelings about what might happen with her. But let's talk a little bit about Coach Brady.
I'm a big fan of Coach Mike Brady.
Yeah, very grounded.
Not a fan of that. That scene, the romance novel scene with this.
Oh, that was cheesy.
I wanted to
vomit.
That
was weird.
It was so weird.
It was, yeah.
They took it like a tiny bit too far. I did laugh.
It was
so awkward.
And I got what they were going for and I laughed because, I mean.
I didn't even, I was just like, ew.
Yeah, it's not. The thing is that when you're reading a book and you're like, oh, he throws empty sunflower seeds onto your bare chest. Like, that's not sexy. That's not something women read and be like,
like, well, yeah, then like where, where did they go when he went to make out with her is my question. Like, if you had, like, typically, like, if a guy's, like, chewing on sunflower seeds, I don't know, my brother played baseball, so they put, like, like 20 in their mouth and they just spit them out.
It was a dream fan. It was a book fantasy. It's not real life. You where would read the rest go and be like, did you swallow them? That's gross.
Did she swallow? I don't know.
Is someone gonna choke?
It just seemed not safe.
And you probably thought baby hazard, you know, if somehow it got in the way.
Definite chokeable. Yeah.
But, you know, I did really like you learned, we knew that this character was going to be something the first couple episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we know from the previews that they're going to hook up in, like, a laundromat or something.
I can't wait for that.
Does it look like a laundromat where they're hooking up?
Yeah. It's somewhere inappropriate, for sure.
I like it, though. He, you know, he calls her on her, on her stuff, right? Abby gets away with murder sometimes, and she's kind of like the star of the group, right, where everyone doesn't want to say certain things to her. She gets away with a lot, but Coach will, you know, stop that the minute he can. And just on instinct, he kind of like, eh. Yeah. So, I like
that. Well, and I feel like he could be good for her. Yeah. I feel like Abby's craziness was almost enabled by Jake.
That's right, yeah.
Like, I feel like he kind of just, like, let her be how she was, which is great, but if you're in a really good working relationship, then that person should challenge you to, like, be better. And, like, I feel like he calls her on her BS. Yeah.
Well, what I like about him is that he doesn't say much. He doesn't have to call her. He just looks at her, and she's like, why are you so mean to me? And he, like, didn't even say anything.
Yeah, I wonder if he got his script, and he was like, huh. I've got, like, 4 words. Yet I'm in the whole episode.
Oh, my God. James Leisure is, I mean, he's amazing in this.
He's a pretty man. He's a very pretty man.
He's doing great in this. It's a good casting,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, he's doing very well.
Kids are going to freak out.
And, I mean, listen, I need Abby to have some diversity in her love life.
Yeah.
And she needs it, too. She's way too white. She just says, I'm sorry.
She's so vanilla.
She really wanted Taye Diggs' baby.
Yeah.
That is true. And I do hope Taye Diggs' baby comes back.
Do you think Abby will get preggers?
No.
Oh, God, I hope not. No, she's going through
menopause.
Menopause, but yeah.
What anything if, can happen.
Oh, that's right. She, yeah,
anything
she
can happen. Oh, yeah, that's Lord. Like, didn't I mean, Janet just have a baby at 50?
Yeah.
I have seen storylines where they think they're going through menopause and they're act. What was it? Father the Bride 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, she doesn't need another baby.
No,
the world doesn't need another Abby baby. So but I'm just saying.
Well, lastly, I just want to touch on that Joe is talking with Delia. They're just, you know, shooting the shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Frump, week after rehab, seems all like, ready to go, I'm fine. Knocks on the door, says, is your couch still open? And if you don't remember, my prediction from last week was that Frump is going to come back, she's going to visit it one more time, and then she's going to realize, oh my God, I need Scott
so back. Bad. Bring Scott back.
She cannot.
I know, it's gross. I don't want her to either, but.
It's so sad. Yeah. It's so sad.
He's such a mess. Like, I don't know. Yeah, he's
I will say that is real. That is a reality, is typically
dealing with messes, hot messes, exes.
Well, no, like, dealing with exes or, like, dealing with a family member or loved one that has addiction. It's like, you keep taking them back. And you take them back, and you hope that time that they'll be better, and you hope that time they'll make a change. And
she's divorced now, so it's, I understand that. He has to be there because of the kid.
Mm-hmm. But she's not divorced because she wanted to be. And I think that's what makes it hard. He cheated on her. He had a second family.
A forced
You know what I mean? Like, she got divorced because he broke her heart. Like, he totally ruined her.
That's why I feel like it's unfinished business.
Yeah.
Because I think it's different, you know? It's not like she was like, I'm done with you. It was, you have a second life.
And it was a shock, and I think sometimes you just kind of need to go back and do it the way you want to do it, and end it the way you want to end it. I don't know. On that note, let's get into some predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
All right, Veronica, you want to go first?
My predictions. All right. Well, I don't know. They didn't really give us much to go on. It's hard to predict what's going to happen, but I'll say here's what I hope will happen.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that Phoebe becomes a better mom. I hope that the kids are sort of in her life, and I also hope that she gets to the point where she can, you know, use something outside of her beauty or connections to really feel validated. I'd like to see her grow in that way. And I also want to see Scott back. I think he and Joe are just made for each other, really.
Agreed.
And, yeah. Yeah. How about you?
I have a lot of predictions. Barbara, my first one. At first I thought Abby was going to end up ghostwriting for Barbara. But I think that Barbara is going to start writing about her friends.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Starting with the incident with Abby and the fat shaming. And I think that it's going to get real. And I think people are going to get really pissed at Barbara. Because I think she's going to shine a light on all these women who she sort of sat on the outside of this group and watched them.
Yeah.
And seen all of their stuff.
I just got the chills.
And I think she's going to start writing about all of their stuff. And I think it's going to be a real issue.
She's going to sell them out.
Not necessarily sell them out. I think in Barbara's mind, she thinks she's writing the real stories of women of their demographic. But I don't think she's going to see that she's basically shining a light on all these women and putting them on blast in front of the world.
I think you're onto something, yeah.
I think that Phoebe is going to continue to get knocked down, or I hope. I hope we see them chip away at this ridiculousness that is Phoebe. I think she should still have some hope. Maybe, like, let's make Phoebe a yoga instructor. Like, give her a job that, like, suits her personality but allows her to do something. You know what I mean? Like, lunching at $4,000, like, spa workplace. Like, that's, come on. Like, just take her to an ashram, like, give her some yoga guru, let JD be all awkward and insecure about it, and let her teach yoga. Like, Phoebe would be so happy. Her kid's name is Anouk, and I don't even know what her son's name is, but I'm sure it's something strange. Like, she needs to be, like, wearing crystals and selling, like, but just make her real. They're in Los Angeles. That's, like, every woman you know. Frumkiss, I really hope Joe doesn't give him a second chance, but I have a feeling that perhaps we will see Joe giving Frumkiss another chance, and we'll see Scott come back and see Joe with Frumkiss, and I think that's going to be devastating and awful, because you guys all know that I love Hottie Toddy Scotty, the baker, and I think he and Joe are perfect for each other in the way that a lot of people never find that one person who loves them for all the things that they are and all the things that they aren't, and I really hope they end up together, but I think that that's what's going to happen. Yeah.
I'm with you on that last one. And I really liked your other prediction about Barbara. Because, you know, she's, like, come in and she's made herself known. But she has a bigger purpose, I do think.
And Delia's going to let Ronnie put it in her.
Oh, you heard it here
first. I'm saying, I think it's going to happen. Okay. I don't think she's going to be proud of it, but I think it's going to happen.
Well, we do see Gordon next week. We know that. So, I don't know. I think that maybe spending some time. I am in denial, and I kind of want him because he was such a good guy until after he found out what she did.
He was great for her.
But he was really awful. I don't care what you did. Sure. But the way he treated her.
I don't know.
I guess.
Are you kidding? It's your wedding day.
I get it. No, I do.
I would have lost it.
It was, he just turned into the malicious person, and I'm sure that we have that all within us when you tap on that thing.
Go to the dark side.
So, I get it, but
I don't think it was malicious. I think it was self.
He said some really, really mean
things. And his mom slapped her. It was dramatic.
I would. I have two boys, and if any girl did that to them, I would probably slap them. Silly.
Well, you know, we do see him come back, and I don't think it's just for a cameo. It's either for her character development, or he's going to come back on the show. I'm not really sure, but I think he's going to be important.
Right, because he's going to come back, and then she's going to feel horrible about herself, and she's going to go out, and she's going to be drinking, and then Ronnie's going to call with some emergency, and she's going to hook up with him because she feels bad about herself. And what do you do when you feel bad about yourself? You self-destruct even more, and you have sex with some weird creeper client.
Well, probably that is going to happen, but I don't. that's not what I want to happen.
We can't always get what we want, Sam.
I know. But I do think I am going to get what I want in terms of Abby and Coach Brady. I think that he's going to actually call her Abby, and she's going to actually call him Mike, and then they're going to actually do it. So
with sunflower seeds in a weird laundry. Does it feel like a laundromat in the... Am I the only one that feels like it's a weird laundromat?
No, it does look like
it was somewhere in the previous.
So maybe she's like helping him wash the uniforms or something.
That's right. Yeah, she wants to be involved now.
And then her son's going to catch them and he's going to lose it. And then her daughter's going to be like, Mom, you're such a whore. And then she's going to go off the rocker.
No, I think that her son is going to be like, Daddy. And he's going to be all confused. And then the daughter's going to be like, no, you're a whore. But I hope not. Anyways, guys, long story short, this has 2 more seasons and they're very short and then it's over. So it's kind of fun to think about the full game, like what's going to happen, because it's only going to be about, I think for us, maybe 15 more episodes. No, maybe like 20 total between this season.
Between and all three seasons? They're that short?
Yeah, because 4 and 5 are like 6 or 7 episodes.
I hate 6 episodes.
Yeah.
Wow, that's ridiculously short.
It's going to be one of those. Thank you guys so, so much for watching. Where can everyone find you on social media one last time?
Yeah, at VRocker1 on Instagram.
And you can find me at Rockin' Mama Life.
And you can find me, guys, Sam Davidson, at Sam Davidson Entertainment, Twitter and Instagram at SamD43. And for those of you watching, I'm going to be on Riverdale 10 p.m. tonight. So check it out. See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.